Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is an independent advisor to CEOs, including you and me. We're thankful about that. And to boards of directors. He's been the CEO of a publicly traded company and advised many publicly traded CEOs. And he's a guy we've been turning to now for, golly, 15 years. Almost 15 years he's been joining us. And today he's here to talk to us about how you and I can minimize the risk that's all around us. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim, for having me. A pleasure to be back.
Always a pleasure. You're always welcome here, Sam. Okay, Sam, in your career, since World War II, you know, you and I both are post-World War II career guys.
Yeah.
In your career, have you ever seen as much global volatility in markets and geopolitics as there is right now?
No, it may be that I have. I can't recall it. And if we measure it by, I would say in 2007 and 8, we were all pretty doggone concerned about what was going on in the world. But I'd say right now, especially in the past month or so, it's been just unbelievable. And they measure that, by the way, the fear index in stocks and bonds in stocks is called the VIX index. It's, and it's a volatility index. It's uncertainty and risk and fear of what's going on, and it's reflected in the volatility of our stock markets going up and down.
That's exactly right. And in fact, you can track the VIX to see what the markets think about all that. So we've got China, which in my opinion, China, the chickens are just coming home to roost on China to me, Sam, because China is has been, in my opinion, a house of cards for a long time. What do you think?
Well, yeah, because part of this, Jim, is because companies lend to other companies. It's not just banks. So when one company gets into trouble and goes calling on its loans from another company, that other company is likely to be in trouble too. And it is a house of cards, and coupled by the fact that we cannot trust the data that comes from China.
That's the thing.
And the fact that they're
manipulating everything over there. It's a statism philosophy, and they manipulate everything over there. There's very little free market activity over there.
Well, when the market over there started to tank, the government, unlike our government, the government goes in and starts buying in the open market. It's unbelievable.
Well, they also told their big stockholders, the large shareholders, that they couldn't trade any of the shares.
Over here, that would be unheard of. So they're not quite ready for totally open markets
for prime time.
And it's centuries of history of China. The mentality there is that the government controls more than we are used to here.
In a perverse kind of way, though, Sam, is it possible that with China kind of collapsing a little bit, is it possible that we could wind up in a few months looking back and thinking, okay, at least now we know where China really is?
No.
Okay. So, you don't like my Pollyanna thought there, do you?
I don't think we'll know what China's doing for...
But I never believed that they were growing at 10% a year.
No. They adjusted yesterday. They adjusted their outlook for the current year to 7.7% from 7.8%.
I don't believe that either.
Please.
Yeah.
So, no, but what I'm getting
at, at least though, we'll be when we see them struggling with things internally rather than just, you know, rocking and rolling. At least now we'll have a, I feel like we'll have, we won't have to discount it as much.
Well, what, you know, the question to our, to us as business people is, what effect does this have on us? And if we're not, if we're not selling to China, like, who cares? Mm-hmm. If we're buying from China and they slow down, maybe they'll get even they'll get more competitive on pricing.
Right.
But at the same time, the big fear on our end as buyers is that they are appear to be manipulating their currency to be a more expensive currency.
Right.
That which then that drives up our import prices.
It drives up import prices,
China's
but it also what I remind people about is out here on Main Street, more and more small businesses are the executors of big businesses.
They are,
who
yep.
are doing business with China. You and I may not be, but our customers are.
Yep,
and so it has a big impact on that. And that's that's part of the mitigation
fast.
That we're going to talk about in the next couple of segments with our good friend Sam Norwood. He and I will be right back. Stay with me.
We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.